Ah, my name is Jaggy White, and I'm foreman of the yard. And you don't mess with Jaggy on this quayside. Why, I'm as hard as iron plate, woe betide you if you're late, when we have to push the boat out on a spring tide. Now you could die and hope for heaven, but you'd need to work your shift, and I'd expect yous all to back us to the hilt. And if St. Peter at his gate were to ask you why you're late, why you tell him that you had to get a ship built. We've built battleships and cruisers for Her Majesty the Queen, super tankers for Onassis and all the classes in between. We've built the greatest shipping tonnage that the world has ever seen. And the only life we've known is in the shipyard. All the platers and the welders and the boiler-making crews, when they see that beggar finished on the slipway, all the hardships soon forgot, and we'll cheer as like as not, and the bands will wave their Union Jacks all day. Oh, it's a periodic scene, all that's missing is the Queen. But you said you couldn't make it of a Tuesday. Then something wells up here inside, and you could take it in your stride, but you wonder if you'll see another payday. For there's a mixture of emotions, hatred, gratitude and pride, and you hate yourself for crying, but it's difficult to hide. But there's a sadness in the leaving, and you worry what's ahead, and that worry never leaves you, keeps on nagging in your head. And so you pray to God for orders, but you'll worry till you're dead, until they bury your remains in the blacksmith's shed. And the only life you've known is in the shipyard.
Steel in the stockyard, iron in the store, we'll conjure up a ship where there used to be a home.
And I don't know what we'll do if this yard gets sold, for the only life we've known is in the shipyard.
And I'm shop steward for the Union. My dream is proletarian revolution.
Get out, Tom.
Comrades, brothers, fellow travellers and others, class struggle is the means of dialectic evolution. Das Kapital's my Bible, and the ruling class are liable, and Korn, Marx and Engels, it's entirely justifiable, if the workers' revolution here is ever to be viable. And we become the rightful owners of the shipyard. So it's a one-day stoppage, or an overtake ban, or a work parole for the five-year plan, till the means of production are safely in our hands, and we become the rightful owners of the shipyard. I'm not saying it won't be hard if the boss answers me cards, when they try to close us down like other shipyards. And if industrial action only helps the competition, as I've heard the bosses bleating from my usual position, and I stand accused of anarchy, disruption and sedition, well, you'll never knock us down, you reactionary clowns, when it's time for occupation of the shipyard.
I'd sooner put you in a splint than have them put you in the ground. And the fumes from all the welding where the poison air is hung, and the toxic radiation that's been blackening your tongue, I could give you all an aspirin while you're coughing up your lungs. But it's all you'll ever get here in this shipyard.
And I like a drink or two. You could ask me when it started, but I haven't got a clue. I'm never sad or miserable, I'm never ever blue, and I'll still be up tomorrow for the shipyards. I drink myself into a stupor, and I wake up with two heaves, and then the missus starts complaining about all me drunken deeds. Like when I got the train to Sunderland, but found myself in Leeds, and I had to get up early for the shipyards. I once gave up the drinking. Was it 1963? But it seems as if sobriety was not a thing for me. It was the worst 3 hours I ever hoped to see.
The tale gets told, and the only life I've known is in the shipyard.
And we don't know what we'll do if the yard gets sold.
The only life we've ever known is in the ship.